Well, just last month, we finally finished unpacking our boxes that had been in storage for such a long time. It happened to be the Christmas ornaments and decorations, and we just kind of lived out of boxes for the better part of 2 years, especially when we sorted from the house in New Jersey, trying to downsize and pack. And if you lived in a place for very long, you know, it's not just about packing, but it's deciding what you want to take with you to the next destination. And having raised two boys for 12 years, there were a lot of things, including 100 children's books, even though they were teenagers. We still held on to those books. And so it was as we were going through many different boxes. And you've probably had this experience too. It's not just about moving things from one box to the other, but it's the sorting. And it's the pictures. The pictures that were actually printed before the time of digital cameras. So we had hundreds, maybe thousands of pictures. And we found ourselves distracted and stopping, looking at pictures here or there and talking about all the memories that they conjured up. Especially when our boys were young. There were pictures of our wedding. There were pictures even of my parents' wedding. You've no doubt had those times of nostalgia too. It's tempting to want to relive those days. Tempting to wish that our boys were young and little again with all the joy to look forward to. Tempting to wish that I was young again. Reliving those early days of courtship with my wife. But I don't think it would be psychologically sound or necessarily theologically accurate. Have you ever had a tendency to look back and take inventory of your past? Ever wish that you could knock a few years off your age, or maybe shave off a few gray hairs, or maybe for some of us even have a few more hairs? Maybe there's some things that you wish you would have done. Looking back with regret, maybe some things that you wish you could undo. Of course you have. We all have, and that's part of what it means to be human. We often hear, if I only knew then what I know now, I would do things differently. And yes, hindsight is 20/20. Maybe you've already made some resolutions to do some things differently this year. Maybe you've already tried and failed and get up and try again. But the Bible has some things to say about that, and it's worth taking a look before we get too far down the roads in the new year. The Genesis reading today is interesting. We find Lot and his family living in one of the most wicked cities on the face of the earth at that time. And yet that's where Lot and his family chose to live. God determined to simply destroy that place at a particular time because there was nothing that was salvageable in all the city. Even though Abraham, always bargaining with God, said, God, if I can find merely 10 righteous people to be found in this city, that it could be spared. But it was not to be. And so God sent two angels to destroy the place, but not before rescuing Lot and his family. And the two angels that were sent to destroy took Lot, his wife, and the daughters by the hand, and first of all, led them out of the city and told them to flee high to the hill country. But Lot bargained. He wanted to live in the city of Zoar. And at any rate, just as they were leaving, just in the nick of time, God rained down sulfur and fire on the place, and it was destroyed. But the angels took Lot and his family to exit quickly and not look back. But Lot's wife couldn't move forward. She was tempted to look back. And do you remember what happened when Lot's wife looked back over her shoulder? She turned to a pillar of salt. She turned into a pillar of salt frozen in time, frozen in the past. That's not the way you want to live your life or that you want it to end, not the kind of legacy that you want to leave. But I've noticed over the years that a lot of people get caught up in this one, wanting to look back over their shoulders, maybe trying to redo the past. I've had lots of experience with that myself. Have you? I think we all do. Some people spend their days, like Lot's wife, looking back over their shoulder, frozen in the past. And it's okay to remember the past fondly and with gratitude. Just don't get stuck there, trying to turn back the hands of time or to change the past. And it's interesting to note that human beings, like most living creatures, we have our eyes in the front of our head and not in the back. Though I've heard many people say when their kids were young, they wish they had their eyes in the backs of their head. It would help keep track of their kids. But God designed us to move forward in order that we might see what lay in front of us. We wouldn't drive by constantly looking in the rearview mirror, and we shouldn't live our lives that way either. The message today is simple. Don't look back, lest you turn into a pillar of salt, which is the equivalent of saying you're unable to move forward with your life if you're constantly focused on the past. This is a simple message, and yet it is not easy. People get caught up looking back with regret all the time. A man looks back on his life and wishes that he was able to spend more time at home with his wife and the kids instead of the constant travel that was demanded by his job. A mother looks back on her years as a housewife and mother and wishes that she could have finished college and crafted a career of her own. A teenager looks around at her high school peers and wishes that she was more popular and had more friends. The Bible has a solution for this and a lot of practical wisdom. Don't look back. If you do, you run the risk of getting stuck and living a life that's filled with regret and fear. And if you walk down the street constantly looking over your shoulder, you might trip and stumble and fall flat on your face or maybe get run over by a truck. God designed us to move forward and not backward. Speaking of moving forward, we take a look at Jesus this morning and how he lived his life in this regard. And Jesus knows a lot about moving forward. In today's message from Luke, we hear that Jesus set his face on Jerusalem, and from that point on, he never looked back. And we all know what happened when Jesus reached Jerusalem, and yet he did not look back, and I think it's safe to say he had no regrets. He revealed to the disciples that when he reached Jerusalem, he would suffer and die. And Peter intervened. He said, "Lord, we shall never let this happen to you." But Jesus rebuked Peter for not allowing him to go forward instead of following God's plan. Peter wanted to drag him back into the past. Jesus only knew one direction, and that was moving forward. The message is simple, but it's not easy. Don't look back. Don't look back with regret. Don't look back with longing. Jesus only moves in one direction, and that is forward. Now, this is a true story. When I was living in Indiana many years ago, I drove an old 1968 Rambler American. Now, some of you remember that car. Maybe you even had one. And I made quite a few trips between Indiana and Maryland in order to visit family. And one time while I was driving back east, somewhere in Ohio, I lost part of my transmission. I say just part of it for a reason, because I could no longer put the car in reverse. I could go forward, but it wouldn't go in reverse. And so every time I came to a rest stop, I had to parallel park along the curb. I could not back out. Now, I have no idea mechanically why that should be or what happened, but if you know anything about cars or you're mechanically inclined, would you explain it to me? Because I still don't know to this day. It's not a good situation for a car, but you know, it's not a bad thing in terms of living your life. Jesus would say that the ability to move forward would serve you just fine. Don't put your life in reverse, and don't look back, because this year and this day provides fresh opportunities and the chance to move in the right direction, the only direction which would be forward. Because God has gifts in store for you that has your name on them, just waiting for you, but you have to move forward in order to claim those gifts. You can't go back to the past and receive those gifts. They're only in the future. So don't look back lest you turn to the equivalent of a pillar of salt, as Lot's wife did. Look forward to the road that's ahead of you, because that's the very road that Jesus himself is traveling, and he wants to walk with you. Jesus, you notice, is always ahead of us, telling the disciples to go and meet him in Galilee. He must walk fast because he's always going on ahead of us. And once he decided to follow that course, nothing stood in his way. He wouldn't look back. And I think of the Israelites. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years on the way to the promised land. And the amazing thing is, I've heard different Old Testament scholars say that the Israelites could have made it to the promised land in about 3 months. But it took 40 years because they kept going in circles and they kept hemming and hawing, even as they got close, almost there to the promised land. Some of them decided that they wanted to go back. To go back to Egypt because they were afraid maybe there wouldn't be enough food or water or opportunity. And so they wanted to go all the way back to Egypt rather than trusting God to continue to guide them to the promised land. Well, along the road to Jerusalem, Jesus also encountered numerous would-be disciples, and he invited them to follow him. But often there were reservations and hesitations. And in one way or another, each one of them looked back and they hesitated, maybe not for long, but long enough that Jesus decided he could not wait for them any longer to make up their minds. He said, "Follow me." But one man said, "Okay, Lord, but first let me go back and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another one said, "Well, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first go back and say goodbye to my family." And Jesus replied, "No one who puts his or her hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." And there you have it. Listen to this key verse again. No one who puts his or her hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. So don't look back. To do so is to invite regret and live with the past. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't look back upon fond memories and be grateful for our families and everything that has happened. But don't dwell on the past with regret. If you're preoccupied with the past, it'll be difficult to find the space where God is ready to do a new thing in your life. And I tell you, I'm preaching to myself today. Preaching to myself, and maybe I should tape those words on my bathroom mirror. Don't look back, because your best days are in the future. And God will make sure of that. I'm a baseball fan, and I remember Casey Stengel. Those of you that are as old as me, you probably remember him. Legendary player and manager of the New York Yankees and then the New York Mets. And Casey was still going strong managing when he was nearly 75 years old. And after a game one day, a brash young reporter came up to Casey and he asked, "Why, Mr. Stengel, what do you consider to be your greatest thrill in baseball?" "Why, young man," Casey harped, "I haven't had it yet. I'm 75 and I haven't had it yet. My best days are still in the future. And yours are too, if you look for them. Every day is an epiphany. Every day God is present with us all the time if we notice. You can't change the past, but you can change how the story ends. So set your sights on God and move forward one step and one day at a time." I like what the Apostle Paul says. He sums it up very well in his letter to the Philippians. "And one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Jesus Christ. Let those of us who are mature do likewise." And so look for Christ, who is walking in front of you and asking you to follow. And above everything else, don't look back. Amen.